Lembo says much of Connecticut's rainy day fund depends on a volatile source, the sometimes higher than expected revenues generated by corporations and the state's wealthiest residents who make money on Wall Street and file quarterly returns.
Historically, the way we make a deposit into the rainy day fund is we wait till the end of the year and we see what's left. And then, maybe, most or all of it gets deposited into the rainy day fund.
Lembo says he'd like deposits be made into the rainy day fund as soon as the higher than expected revenue is collected, rather than wait until the end of the year. He says if that had been done over the last 20 years, Connecticut would have collected about $5 billion. That money would have helped the state fund many programs that were cut during the last recession.
I applaud the comptroller for his creative thinking here.
That's State Senator Scott Frantz of Greenwich, the ranking Republican on the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. He says other states have successfully implemented similar plans and expects his committee to take up the proposal. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.